It's Northeast Delta Dental Radio with Tom Raffio.
Welcome to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. I'm Tom Raffio for Northeast Delta Dental Radio, and I'm also the CEO and head coach of the dental insurance company known as Northeast Delta Dental. Well, it's hard to believe it's July 14th and 15th, depending on when you're listening to this. It's been a very hot summer, very hot July in any event, and it's quite appropriate that we'll be talking about the World Run Paddle Biathlon Championship because there's a water component of that. But for my running friends this weekend, don't forget, tonight, if you're listening to this on Saturday, at 6:30 is the Boot, Scoot, and Boogie, part of the Millennium Running Series, and that will be held at the Londonderry Athletic Field. Annual tradition starts at 6:30. A couple years ago, it was a delayed start because of lightning, but the show went on after the lightning went through, and we do start at 6:30. So that's Saturday, July 14th. For my biking friends, if you're listening to this, perhaps on the way up to Hanover, it's the Prouty Run, which raises money for Dartmouth Hitchcock and the Cancer Center. And I'm running with, biking with a bunch of Delta friends, and we'll be in Delta Dental bike shirts. So that's Saturday, July 14th at Well in Hanover. Come home, nap, and then you can do the Boot, Scoot, and Boogie. Also want to put a big shout out to Chris Dunn and Paul Kirsch. Last Sunday, July 8th, was the run up Loon Mountain. And for those of you that ski, know that the last piece of that, the last kilometer, is sort of doing the bear crawl up Walking Boss, Upper Walking Boss. And Northeast Delta Dental did a special timing. So I'll give you an idea. So Joe Gray, who's won the Mount Washington Road Race, the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race, 4 years in a row, except for this year because he was in Europe racing, he does that last kilometer in about 7 minutes, which, of course, for a flat course, that would be very pedestrian. For us mortals, my time was like 22 minutes, so that gives you an idea of what it's like going up. And Mr. Tom Walton is with me, so he's laughing. But the only way I can describe it, Tom, is since you love the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race, the last 20 yards at the Mount Washington Road Race where you're basically going straight up on your knees, that is basically what Upper Walking Boss is like. But you're on grass. So that was my life last weekend. Had a lot of fun. As always, I'm slow as molasses, but like to hang out with the running crowd, and the mountain crowd is a subset of the running crowd, and got to see a lot of friends like Eric Blake, who's a great New England runner and does always well at the Northeast Delta Dental Mount Washington Road Race. But today is all about Thursday, July 19th, and you may ask me, Thursday, July 19th, what is the Northeast Delta Dental World Run Paddle Biathlon Championship? So with me this weekend is Tom Walton, longtime coach in the Concord School District, as well as a coach at Pittsfield, as well as a renowned coach of the year, I think 3 times for NHTI cross country program. Plus, he's been the corporate fitness trainer at Northeast Delta Dental since 2004 and has been my personal trainer since 2003, amongst his many, 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 many significant achievements. So welcome, Tom, this weekend. Thank you for joining me.
Thank you, Tom. It's a pleasure to be here.
So tell us, as I look at your picture with the same singlet that I wore up Loon, tell us what the event is and how it combines the disciplines of running and paddling.
Okay. Well, this event, the Run Paddle Biathlon Championship, was once upon a time an event held at the United States Canoe Association Nationals and for many, many years. And then the Nationals went to a different format where we no longer had time to do the biathlon. So I brought it to Concord, New Hampshire 3 years ago, and we renamed it the World Run Paddle Biathlon Championship. And for this year, we've added a completely new component, more than one component. And that is one, that it's the real aim is for kids. And we want to get children of all ages out there, introduce them to the river and to paddling and to running if they haven't already done it. And we will not charge any person under 18, so there's no charge. And if any child or any person under 18 needs a canoe or a kayak, the Kentuckook River Canoe Company will provide that free of charge. If adults need one, they will rent. But we're very excited to do this year.
Now, you've had some pretty significant winners in the past. Your first winner was Nacho Hernando, who everybody knows, a local runner from Spain who represented SNU so well and also was on the gold medal winning Spain national snowshoe team. And last year's winner, you had a famous Freeman there, right, Chris?
It was Chris Freeman.
And by the way, I saw his brother, Justin, at Loon, and he says Chris may do it again this year. But in any event, for those of you that maybe don't have experience paddling and maybe aren't big into running, I mean, I've done it the last couple of years, and it's so fun. And so you would acknowledge, Tom, that anybody can do it. You're not obviously going to beat Chris Freeman or if Nacho showed up, but anybody can do the run and then do the paddling, correct?
Especially so this year, because instead of just that one main event of 4K paddle run, this year we also have two other events that are aimed particularly at kids. And novices, and one of them is a 1K paddle run. So 1K is not really a huge distance at all, and that 1K is definitely within everyone's reach. Additionally, we're encouraging summer camp kids who might be involved with the YMCA or Boys and Girls Clubs, Camp Spalding, etc., local youth servers in this area, to participate in a cardboard boat building contest for a cardboard boat regatta. So really, it's a trifecta this year.
So the cardboard regatta starts at 4. The novice race, the 1K run and 1K paddle, is 4:45. And the 5:30 race for the 4K run and the 4K paddle obviously starts at 5:30. So people can contact you at twalton, all one word, at nedelta.com. If people wanted to play it by ear and register on the day of the event, is that possible?
Yes, it is, absolutely. And registration will open day of, that's Thursday, July 19, at 3 o'clock at the NHTI boat ramp.
So that's coming right up. Now tell us, I mean, you're obviously a world-class paddler. You've won many national awards. You always are competitive in many, many races. Is this part of your effort to increase the pipeline of paddlers as well as just overall wellness and fitness?
Well, both, yes. One, a concern that we have had at the national level, the United States Canoe Association, is a real lack of youth involvement. And for whatever reason, kids just haven't been showing up. So there's nobody to take the place of us old people. And we want to see this sport go on. So this definitely is kid oriented and aimed at kids, but also just raising awareness for the river and to encourage activity of any kind, particularly during the summer. I have a real concern, and always have had professionally, about people moving and recreating. And so it's a great fitness sort of pursuit.
Tell us about the planning committee. And
yes, our planning committee this year included representatives from the Boys and Girls Club, from the YMCA, from Camp Spalding, from Girls on the Run.
Deb Smith from NHTI.
Deb Smith from NHTR. Mark Feigl, who works for the Office of Public Guardian New Hampshire and who is also an assistant wrestling coach at Runlet. Having taught at Runlet for about 25 years or so, I thought that would be particularly appropriate for kids of that age. Sean Burke is president and CEO of Space Times Systems in Massachusetts, who is a paddling friend of mine. Claire Lund is the engineer, and Claire is basically in charge of the cardboard boat initiative, and in fact brought that cardboard boat building to public school, elementary schools last year, and it was a big hit. So you're right. It really it takes a village.
So that's Thursday, July 19th. After commercial break, we'll explore it more. You can contact Tom Walton at twalton@anydelta.com or visit the website g2racereg.webconnects.com/biathlon2018. That's a mouthful. So twalton@anydelta.com, Thursday, July 19th. I expect a huge turnout. Welcome back to Northeast Delta Dental Radio. Tom Raffio and Tom Walton this Saturday, July 14th and Sunday, July 15th. Again, big shout out to all my running friends who did the Loon Mountain Race, and Chris Dunn and Paul Kirsch did a great job. And it's a great mixture of slow recreational runners. I'll just talk about myself. And then these elite national runners. It's the championship. And the top people go on to the world championships. There were also the collegiate championships. It was just a great day. And more than half the runners this year were women, which is one of the goals of the race directors, Paul Kirsch and Chris Dunn. It was just really great experience. And let's get it out there. So if we've spurred interest, but I don't have something to paddle in, what do I do?
Okay. Thanks to Pat Malfay at Kentuckook River Canoe Company. Pat will provide free of charge anybody under 18 who needs it will provide a canoe or a kayak. There is a caveat, and that is that I need to know by Friday the 13th so that we can arrange a release and so forth.
And since Friday the 13th has sort of already happened by the time people listen to this program, is there any ability to look at this on Monday, July 16th, just to make sure?
There is still an opportunity, and I would suggest that folks contact Pat directly at Kentuckook River Canoe Company, which is right out by River Hill Market on Horse Hill Road in Concord. And there's also rental possibility at EMS, which is about a half a block away from the NHTI boat ramp, and Quick Water Paddle just upriver in Penacook also has rentals. So rentals are available, and so there should be no problem there. Perfect. Also, if you get in a real pickle, just contact me. Tom has given you my email address. And
twalton@anydelta.com.
There you go. And I will I'll try to get you something for the race.
It's really, really fun. Now let's just say I'm not really a good swimmer and I haven't really paddled before. So Can I just do the running component and obviously be scored just for that half?
Yes, yes. But I want to go back to what you said about you're not a good swimmer, or one is not a good swimmer. Right. Hopefully swimming will not be in the equations that you'll stay upright in your canoe or your kayak or whatever you're paddling. So you need not worry about that. However, if you're just a non-swimmer at all, then I highly suggest that you stay on land and do the running portion of the event. And also you have that option of building a cardboard boat, which is kind of fun. The boats will be judged on presentation, not necessarily whether or not they float. So there's something for everyone. I want to go over the format.
Sure, let's do it.
Okay, the format of the biathlon, run, paddle, biathlon, is for the short one, for the kids and the novices, you'll start in the water. So everybody's starting at the same time. Then you'll be exiting from the water after 1K paddle, which is not long at all, and running for 1K. Now, the course is set up so it's double lap. So you're going to have a half a K and then another half K on the water, a half K run, another half K to the finish on land. So that's it for the 1K, 1K. For the 4K, the longer race, the world championship, it's different. It starts with a run. So people are going to get into the water at different times. So it's 4K run, all trail, 4K in the water. And Tom mentioned portage. A portage means that you're carrying your boat, whether it's a canoe or a kayak or a stand-up. And normally portages are used to get around water that just is too difficult to negotiate. But this is basically to add to the fun at the end of the race. It's for the benefit of the thousands of adoring fans and the press who I'm sure will be in attendance.
That will be cheering you on. And of course, Joe Casper will be announcing the people that are crossing the finish line, with their boat. So again, that's Thursday, July 19th. The 5:30 race is the 4K run and 4K paddle. The 1K paddle and 1K run is at 4:45, and the cardboard boat regatta and float starts at 4 o'clock. So this is Thursday, July 19th. Tom has given you the various vendors that can help you, with a boat. And if the spirit moves you at the last minute and you don't have a boat, but you just want to do the 4K run, as Tom mentioned, that'll be time for you. So this is Thursday, July 19th. We have had two famous winners in the past, Nacho Hernando and Chris Freeman, and it's possible that, Tom, right, that Chris may show up this year again?
I hope he does, and I will be contacting Nacho as well. He's currently down in Miami, so it might be... Maybe I can get him to paddle up for a little bit of practice, and yeah, it would be great. I would love to see a head-to-head with Nacho and Chris. Both of them, of course, are
world-class,
wonderful athletes.
Yeah, and that would be a great competition. And since you mentioned Nacho, I saw Joe Gray at the Loon Mountain race last weekend, and of course, Joe and Nacho had a snowshoe battle this year. Correct.
They did. It was in Spain, and this was at the World Snowshoe Championship in Spain. And Spain, as a country, won the overall competition. I think Joe came in second or third from the U.S., and Nacho was right there, third or fourth. So, Joe Gray and Nacho have gone at it with snowshoes.
So with Nacho and Chris Freeman, possibly at this race, this race has had some good pedigree, some good heritage, right?
It has indeed. So, but But that's not meant to frighten anybody?
No, it's not. And that's really my sort of launching pad to say, no pun intended, that I've been at both of those races the past 2 years, and I felt right at home. I actually am a good swimmer, but not a good paddler. So I really had no experience. Tom took me out once, and off I went. And it's not you do the run component, which, you know, obviously everybody can run 4K and then jump into the boat, and it's, you know, it's a lot of fun. And that's all I can tell you. The spirit and camaraderie is just extraordinary. And I hope there's a good turnout on Thursday, July 19th. Could you tell us, Tom, where the NHGI? I know you know, but where the NHGI boat ramp is in connection, you know, with the ball field that's right behind there. But why don't you describe it in a little bit more detail?
Right. Once you get off, it's a very easy 93, and exit one is Fort Eddy Road. So instead of taking a right to go to Panera and down into the shopping area, take a left, and the ramp is to your immediate right. There will be signs, and it'll be fairly obvious where the event is taking place. But if you want to Google it or use some sort of map quest, the address at the college is 31 College Drive, Concord, New Hampshire.
Awesome. So now this has been your brainchild, and you ran it for many years. Now you've moved it over to NHGI. And so, again, Tom can be contacted at twalton@nadelta.com. So like any brainchild, though, it's a lot of work to implement. So why the passion to keep this going and to get more paddlers in the pipeline?
That gets into something much deeper. I feel very blessed and lucky to know that I wanted to teach physical education and to coach since I was in ninth grade. I had a very influential teacher back then, and I said, I want to do that. I want to be like him. And I'd have to say, and I know you would concur, you know me well enough, that my life has been devoted to helping kids find fitness and to promote health.
And now adults, of course, too. Yeah. You do a great job at Northeast Delta Dental, and I, for one, am personally indebted to you. So it's Thursday, July 19th, 31 College Drive. We want a great, great turnout. You can reach Tom at twalton@nadelta.com, or you can register online at g2raceredge.webconnects.com/biathlon2018. I expect a big turnout. Joe Casper will be announcing. You'll want to hear him. Thank you, Tom, for all you do, and I'm hoping for a great turnout on Thursday, July 19th.
Thank you, Tom.
So again, the cardboard race at 4, the novice race at 4:45, and the 4K run and 4K paddle at 5:30.